May 27th marked the 114th anniversary of Rachel Carson's birthday. Rachel Carson was a marine biologist, conservationist, and a remarkable writer that could make science and the natural world tangible for the general public in a way few others could, and in doing so, forced positive environmental change. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, we appreciate that our spring is not yet silent. This is Bay Birds. Many consider Rachel Carson an environmentalist, and though that certainly is true, she was a marine biologist and zoologist first, earning her master's in 1932. She planned to continue on for a doctorate, but family financial needs forced her to look for employment instead. She landed a part-time position with the U.S. Bureau of Fisheries, later to become the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and her charge was to write a radio short that would educate and interest the general public about fisheries-related topics. Her spot became quite popular, as were her writings, and she worked her way into a full-time position with the Bureau, only the second woman to have done so. It was during her tenure with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service that Rachel Carson learned about DDT and the impacts it and a number of synthetic pesticides were having on our environment and on human health. Although chemical companies fiercely denied any harmful side effects, Silent Spring spurred a reversal in national pesticide policy, eventually leading to a nationwide ban of DDT and other harmful pesticides. Sadly, this victory came after Rachel had succumbed to breast cancer. A huge part of her success was that her writings reached an unprecedented portion of the American public. Her work was supported by the scientific and medical community and helped everyone gain a greater understanding of how complex ecological connections are, ignite a desire to not only protect ourselves, but some of the things we take for granted, like a morning filled with birdsong, and of course, inspire a strong grassroots environmental movement. Have you stepped outside in the early morning recently? Even with our unsettled weather, there is a remarkable chorus happening right outside our doors. From mockingbirds to California towhees, spotted towhees to house finches, oak titmice, warblers, flycatchers, chickadees, and more. If you just stand there a moment, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and listen, it can be a wonderful way to be in the nature around us. And perhaps while you are enjoying it, you'll remember we have courageous environmental leaders to thank for those sounds, those that fought to ban pesticides, those that fought to create the Environmental Protection Agency, and those that continue to fight today to protect our watersheds, our bay, our oceans, our forests, our grasslands, and all of our open spaces. Thanks, everyone. And to Miss Rachel Carson, thank you for opening our eyes and helping us understand that there are many things we can do, choices we can make to help protect ourselves and the fragile environment in which we live. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from radiosausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at richardsonbay.audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.